Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel and Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Rezivik HaGon B'Karuv Mamish. And these two Mishnahs are going to be learning of a new din called Oisai V'es Benoi. And this is a beferish pasuk in the Torah that tells us V'shar Oiseh Oisai V'es Benoi Lois Ishchatu B'yayim Echad a shar or a set, a bull or a sheep, don't shecht it and its son on the same exact day. This is the Isser to shecht the mother animal and either its son or daughter on the same exact day. Once the mother is shechted or the child is shechted, no shechting the other one. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Oisev as benoi, this Isser of Oisev as benoi, noig bein bars ben b'chutz la'aretz, it's relevant both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayis or shaloi b'fnei abayis, whether we have Beis HaMikdash or even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, b'chulin uv mikdashin, with both chulin, just regular animals, and with animals that are kodesh. And the Mishnah says, ketzad, how is this? And now in this Mishnah next, we're going to have 12 different scenarios, basically every permutation possible of Oisev as benoi. So let's just get a few ground rules clear before we continue, and that way we won't get confused with all these cases. Which is regular chulin, the Isser of Oisev as benoi tells us the no shechting mother and child if both of them were shechted on the same day. It doesn't make a difference if the same person shechted them or two different people shechted them. Whoever shechted the second one, he gets malchus for being over Oisev as benoi. However, it's allowed to be eaten. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, another din we have to get clear is that there's an Isser of shechitas chutz. If we have an animal designated as a karbon, it's not allowed to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Hazara, really. And if it is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash and it was a viable karbon who was able to be brought, so a person's going to be chayv karis for shechting it outside, and he's also going to get malchus on top of that. Now, one last in is the isser of shechting chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to take a regular chulin animal and shecht it inside the azara. Now, if that's done, one does not receive malchus for it. However, the animal is still not allowed to be eaten. So now we discuss 12 cases. Case number one: shechet oisai esbenoi, one shechet oisai esbenoi chulin ba'chutz. Both of them are chulin animals, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, shneim ksherin. Both of them are kosher to be eaten, as we had said. Vasheni sevik zarabayim. Only the second one gets malchus because he was over Oisev as benoi. Second case, kadshim b'chutz. Let's say both animals were kadshim and they were shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. Harishon chayv kares. The first one is chayv kares because he was over shchutei chutz. Ushneihim psulin. Both animals are pasul because they were both designated as karbanos and they were shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. And ushneihim sefkin zarbayim. Both of them get 40 malchus. The first one gets malchus, as we had said, because he shechted an animal outside the Azara, and that comes along with kares and malchus. And the second one gets malchus for Oisev as benoi. And the reason why the second one is not chayv kares for shechting kadshim outside is because since the second animal anyway couldn't have been brought as a karbon because mother was already shechted that day, the only thing he gets malchus for is Oisev as benoi and not for shechting outside the Azara. On the case number three, chulin bifnim, let's say both animals were chulin and they were shechted inside the Azara, shneim psulin, both of them are pasul, they can't be eaten, vasheni sevek zarbayim, and the second one gets malchus for Oisev as benoi. Case number four, kachim bifnim, both of them were kachim shechted inside the Azara, which is great, harisha and kashru pater, the first one's kashru and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong, it's a fine karbon, vasheni sevek zarbayim. The second one that was shechted gets malchus because that's Oisev as benoi, and it's possible it's not allowed to be eaten because the mother was already shechted. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing with these cases, here's situation number five. Chulin v'kachim b'chutz, let's say the first animal is chulin, and the second animal is kachim, and it was shechted outside the Azara, so rishon kashru pater, the first one is kasher, and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong, it's a regular chulin animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, vasheni sevek zarbayim u'pasol, the second one is going to get malchus, and it's possible he gets malchus for Oisev as benoi, it's possible to be eaten because it was designated as a karbon, it's being shechted outside. And as we had said previously, the reason why it's not going to be chayv karis for shechting it outside the Azara is because it can't be brought as a carbon anyway due to the fact that the mother was already shechted. On to case number six, kachim v'chulin b'chutz. The first animal is kachim, the second animal is chulin, and they're both shechted outside. Harisha and chayv karis u'pasol. The first one is chayv karis for doing that, and it's also pasol. That's because it's the first animal is being shechted outside. V'hasheni kasher. The second animal is kasher to be eaten because it was chulin. Ushneim sefing zarbayim, but both of them get 40 malchus. The second one gets for oisev as benoi, and the first one receives malchus because he's chayv karis. And as we said, karis comes along with malchus. On to case number seven, chulin v'kachim bifnim. If the first one was chulin, the second one was kachim, and that was shechted inside the Azara. Shneim psulin, both of them are possible to be eaten. Vasheni sevek zarbayim, only the second one gets malchus because he was over Oisev as benoi. As we had said, chulin in the Azara is not going to be chayv a person malchus. On to case number eight, kachim v'chulin bifnim. The first one was kachim, the second one was chulin, and that was shechted inside the Azara. Harishon kashru pater, the first one is kasher and pater. He didn't do anything wrong. This is fantastic. It's a regular kachim animal shechted in the Azara. Vasheni sevek zarbayim possible, and the second animal, which is chulin, versus is going to get malchus because of Oisev as benoi, and it's possible because again it's chulin ba'azara. On to case number nine, chulin b'chutz u'bifnim. Both animals are chulin. First one was shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, second shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. Harishon kashru pater. The first one was kashru and pater. There's nothing wrong. He shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no issue. You're allowed to eat it. Vasheni sevek zarbayim u'pasol. And the second one gets malchus for Oisev as benoi, and it's possible because it was chulin inside the azara. On to case number ten, kachim b'chutz u'bifnim. Both animals were kachim. The first one was shechted outside the azara, second shechted inside the Azara. Harishon chayv kares. The first one's going to be chayv kares for shechting kachim outside azara. Ushneim psulin. Both animals are pasul. Ushneim seifkin sarbaim. Both of them get malkas. The first one gets malkas because he's chayv kares, so he gets malkas. And the second one gets malkas for osves benoi. Case number 11. Chulin bifnim ubachot. Both animals were chulin. The first one was shechted in azara. The second shechted outside of it. Harisha and pasul upater. The first one is pasul, but he's pater from malkas. It's pasul because it's chulin in azara, but he's pater from malkas because, as we said, this doesn't come along with malkas. Vasheni seifkin sarbaim v'kasher. The second one, which is shechted outside the Azara, gets Malkas for that, for Isav as Benoi, but it's still kosher to be eaten because it's outside the Azara and it's a regular chulin animal. And on to the last case, number 12, Kachim Bifnim Ubachotz. Both animals were Kachim. The first one was shechted inside, the second was shechted outside, Harisha and Kashru Potter. The first one was kosher and Potter. Obviously, he didn't do anything wrong. It's fantastic. He shechted a Kachim animal inside the Azara, Vashani, Savgazarbaim Upasol, and the second one he's going to get Malkas for, and it's Pasol. That's because it's Kachim outside, so it's Pasol. He's going to get Malkas for Isav as Benoi, and again, as we said, he's not going to be Chayav Kares because anyway, this animal couldn't have been brought as a carbon due to the fact that the mother was already shechted that day. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this din of Isav as Benoi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.